In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Have you ever tried to accomplish a task or a goal where the harder you tried, the harder it became to accomplish that task or goal? Now, this may just prove that I'm a kid at heart, trying to think of an example for this, but do you remember Chinese finger traps? If you're unfamiliar, it's a woven cylinder of bamboo with two openings on either side. You put a finger from both hands into the openings, and you try and pull your fingers out of the trap. The harder you pull, though, the tighter the bamboo cylinder becomes on your fingers. And so the only way to get your fingers out of the bamboo trap is to push your fingers towards the middle, and then slowly pull your fingers out. But the harder you try, using more force, that doesn't get you to your goal. That's what Paul says about the Israelites who believed in works righteousness in the epistle lesson. They had a zeal for righteousness. They had a goal. They put great energy and enthusiasm towards their goal of salvation. However, they saw righteousness as something not attained by the knowledge of the truth, but rather it was attained by their own reason, their own strength. And oftentimes we're tempted to think the same. Because after all sinners have misplaced zeal. By nature, sinners want to place their zeal, their enthusiasm, and their joy on themselves, what they do, who they are. The Israelites had misplaced zeal, too. They identified themselves with things that surrounded God rather than who they were in relation to God. Said another way, they identified themselves with objects rather than the person of God. A who? In the Old Testament lesson today, the Israelites put their misplaced zeal in the temple in Jerusalem. And rightfully so, because the sacrifices made in the temple brought comfort to them in their freedom and the freedom from their sin. However, this comfort led them into more sin, not away from their sin. So they saw the temple as some sort of good luck charm. Hence their repetition and trust in these words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Yet the words of their mouths were far from the affections of their hearts and actions of their hands and feet. They failed to help and assist those God had placed before them, like foreigners and orphans and widows. They claimed to have God's presence in the temple, yet lived as if God's presence was not with them. They didn't do any good works, and the Lord rebuked them for their hypocrisy. And so, when Jesus became flesh and Paul wrote his letter to the Romans, the Israelites' attitude took a 180-degree turn. They shifted from not doing any good works to thinking that their good works earned them salvation. Their intention is good, the purpose is true, but the means are misused. They used the means of their works, of the law, to justify themselves before God. Their mentality was this: if the good things that I do outweigh the bad things that I do, then God will favor me. However, they didn't accomplish their goal. Because using the law to accomplish their goals of salvation puts them at a losing battle. With the wrong solution to the problem, they just ended up making matters worse for themselves. And the worst part, they were extremely zealous for their works righteousness and not the righteousness attained by faith. So just like the Chinese finger trap, no matter how hard you try with the wrong means, you're only going to get stuck. Christians often have misplaced zeal too. Ultimately, anything that is used to justify yourself as a good person in the sight of God or in the sight of others is misplaced zeal. So if you do good works, like work at the food pantry or give a friend who needs a home for a while, or serve those the Lord has given you in your vocations faithfully, those things are done because out of your compassion, you are led to help a neighbor in need. But you don't do those things to check off a necessary task from your salvation checklist. Or many Christians will add their own additions to God's holy law by saying things like, a sip of alcohol touched to your lips is sin. Or, no dancing, no playing cards. So some Christians will be zealous for good things, but for the wrong reasons. Just like the Israelites. And then the opposite of being zealous for good things for the wrong reasons is putting your zeal in your sin and that which disobeys God. The result of this misplaced zeal treats the gifts of God given in word and sacrament like a good luck charm, allowing one to have God's presence without repentance from those sins. And as a result of misplaced zeal in either direction, sinners stumble over the rock of offense, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. As cited by Simeon, who blessed the baby Jesus, he says, "This child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel." And this was even prophesied by Isaiah. And he says, "The Lord of hosts will become a sanctuary and a stone of offense and a rock of stumbling to both houses of Israel, a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem." Christ is a stumbling stone to those whose zeal is misplaced, because they either treat God's grace as a good luck charm, or they disregard God's grace altogether and find comfort in sin, not forgiven in sin. Their misplaced zeal for works righteousness got in the way of the righteousness that comes by faith in Christ. Now Jesus experienced the full brunt of that here on earth as he was despised and rejected by men. His grace, mercy, and forgiveness were rejected because he ate with sinners and tax collectors, and he helped his neighbors on the Sabbath day. He helped the foreigner, the orphan, the widowed, and the oppressed, especially those oppressed by their sin. And that led to those with misplaced zeal, and us with misplaced zeal, to crucify Christ on the cross. Because he became a stumbling block to our faith. He says salvation is one, but by nature, we want to reach salvation by our own means. But thanks be to God that Jesus took the sin of misplaced zeal with him to the cross, paying for sin's punishment. And so now for those in faith, Jesus became the cornerstone, no longer a stumbling stone, but a cornerstone on which we're built. Who, having gone to the cross, won true heavenly righteousness for all mankind. And through his passion and bloody sweat and cross, true favor with the heavenly Father is won. True life and salvation is given as a gift. Because this sacrifice was sinless, following God's law perfectly where man could not. On this cornerstone, the kingdom of heaven is built. And because this cornerstone brings heavenly gifts, like the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, and a righteousness which comes by faith, not works. In church, we are placed on this cornerstone because here, Christ, who is the owner of these forgiving gifts, now distributes these gifts to sinners. And having received these gifts, God takes our zeal away from being focused on ourselves, and he places our zeal in the knowledge of God's true righteousness, which comes to us by the cross. To echo Paul from 1 Corinthians, if we boast in anything, let us boast in the Lord. Let us not boast in our own accomplishments because they ultimately fall short of God's glory. Instead, may our zeal, energy, joy, and enthusiasm be placed upon Jesus and what he's done for us. Because when our zeal is towards Jesus, God favors us. So to have zeal without the knowledge of Christ, as the Israelites did, that's dangerous for faith. Because that turns the Christian religion into a self-help philosophy filled with do's and don'ts. Not a religion that's focused on God's grace and mercy shown on the cross and given through word and sacrament. And so we as Christians submit to the righteousness of God by faith. We don't seek to establish our own standard of righteousness like the Israelites did. But rather, we submit to God's standard of righteousness, which is given to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and him crucified. Only through the belief, trust, and faith in Christ is the life-damning law put to death. And we are gifted with the life-saving gospel. And so our lives before God are like a Chinese finger trap. The harder we try under our own will, our own reason, our own strength, the more entrapped in sin we become. But when we submit to God's righteousness freely given in Christ, we are given a righteousness which truly saves sinners. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.